Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, I'm on the air.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
That's me talking now. Hey, everyone. Can I say Happy Memorial Day? I always feel funny about saying that, Happy Memorial Day. Have a good Memorial Day. Have a memorable Memorial Day. And let's be thankful to all those soldiers who do what they do for us. And with that in mind, our guest today is going to be Leanne Conley, who's written a new book. We're all very excited about it. Just read it, loved it. And great Father's Day gift, by the way, too. Want to connect with your dad? Get him the book. All right. And it's going to be war stories, her father told her. But first, I dedicate this song to Leanne Conley's new book. Here we go.
It's a long way to Tipperary, it's a long way to go. It's a long way to Tipperary, to the sweetest girl I know. Goodbye, Staten Island, farewell to Times Square. It's a long, long way to Tipperary, and my city came an Irishman one day to stay with friends from Ireland who had found good work and pay. Singing songs of Dublin, Mayo, Cork and Donegal, young Paddy got nostalgic and he said to one and all, it's a long
friend of mine from New York City. She's in the South right now, and she's written this great book. I just read it. I think it's a great Father's Day gift. And War Stories Tell... Okay. All right. The title is War Stories, A Father Talks to His Daughter. And it's great because it's based a lot with the diary. You quoted some of his diary things, and it's very entertaining. Your comedy is in there. So tell us about your new book, Leanne Conley.
Hello, Nancy.
Hello, Leanne. Go ahead.
Hello. I love Tipperary. I don't know if I have a reference to it in the book, but I should.
Well, technically it's an English song, I think. But
it's a good song. It reminds me of the book. Basically, my dad was in World War II, and he was this simple, you know, average soldier guy that was stuck in the middle of some pretty heavy-duty traumatic stuff, as all wars are. And as he was passing away from cancer, which is not necessarily at the cheeriest of subjects, but the time was right for me to find out a little bit more about his life and what he did in the realm of history there. So I kept on pressing him and saying, like, what, Daddy, what happened? You know, and soldiers are reluctant to actually tell you, but the pieces that he did put together for me, I developed into a fiction, an historical fiction, and that's the book. So it really just talks about his life and, you know, his sacrifice and what he, you know, what he got out of that whole World War II experience.
Yeah, it was, well, actually, yes, and as told to you, alongside with some actual quotes from his diary, as well as photographs. Now, tell us what your father's position was in the military.
He was a cryptographer, and that deciphers enemy code, and he was this techie guy who didn't want to be an officer, even though he was in ROTC, and said, hey, you know, I'm going to be a techie. I'm going to kind of stay out of everything and just, you know, string wires and work with radios and all that stuff. It wasn't like, you know, he had a flash drive or anything. It was pretty basic stuff, and a photographer and filmmaker and what have you. So he just wanted to do the best he could in what he knew. He was a very smart guy, kind of genius IQ, didn't pass it on. And he... he figured that he would pretty much make a contribution that way, and went to code school and eventually went to the Pacific Theater first and then the European Theater, and ended up in every which way but loose part of the war. I mean, the day they wanted to put him in more safety and take him out of the fighting, he landed that morning at the Battle of the Bulge, which, if you don't know...
Yeah, he was at a lot of the campaigns. I was going, this guy got around. He was at a lot of the campaigns I saw.
I know. It's like the, you know, Where's Waldo of the war. I just, any place, it's like the, you know, Zelig or something. You didn't want to be. He was like, oh, here I am again on Omaha Beach. Oh, here I get. So it was just so fascinating to me, the actual pieces of history and the parts he played in them.
Now, did he know you were writing the book at the time when he was passing?
Well, no, he really didn't. In fact, the interesting thing, and you can identify with this, Nancy, I don't know if you know Kirsten Ames. She's a writing teacher in New York City, and in 2002, I took her class and wanted to do a story, and I told a little story of my dad, and she goes, and Kirsten's like, dig a little deeper, Leanna. I know you got it in you. So I said, you know, one of the things he was very interested in was World War II and war stories, and I thought, oh, I don't know if I want to make them the old blood and guts, you know, hey, you know, we were surrounded by so many jets, you know, something a little bit more human and heartfelt. And so I started this series, this performance piece, monologue, and I performed it at the Crane Theater and Manhattan Theater Source in 2002. And, you know, people really did like it. And then later on I was in Pensacola at a Toastmasters meeting, because that's really entertainment in the panhandle. And that's when I met my publisher, Linda Wasserman, and we started saying, hey, let's expand this play, this monologue, and make it into the book. And that's what, you know, that's what we did. And I added the diary entries and expounded upon his experiences. You know, guys really don't tell you exactly what happens. They kind of avoid. If you talk to a lot of vets, or you know, if you talk a lot of your parent or your grandfather who's a vet today, you'll find that a lot of people won't want to share it. And so my dad only shared so much, but I got a lot out of what he did share.
It was very funny. He had a very cavalier attitude about some of the stories in his diary, like, oh, it was nothing.
Yeah, you know? It's just like, hey, a bad break, you know. But a lot of those guys from The Greatest Generation, and you probably have, you know, your...
Well, I think the part where he wrote about the coming into, was it Dachau or Auschwitz that he went into?
Dachau, yeah, he liberated Dachau.
Yeah, so when he was in Dachau, about how they made the townspeople come in there. And that was very, I'm not going to give it away, but I thought that was very interesting. And just, you know, look what you did, you know. So it was just like, that was a very good part of the book. And it's very well written, very nice, a very good tome to your dad that you would do that. And that, you could see he had a sense of humor in the way he explained things to you and, you know, with it. And But you put on the cover, I thought it was very funny, and I don't know how that your mother took it for Mother's Day, his first wife's picture.
Yeah, don't tell my mom. she's like, and by the way, the next book is about Janet, the Daily Janet. But, you know, Janet's like, how did you put her picture
on
there?
Yeah, for those of you who don't know, that's her mother. That's Leanna Conley's mother. And you can find out more about Leanna Conley. Do you have a Facebook? I have it on the front page there. But if you go to, is it War Stories? Say the page, they can find out more about the book.
Yes, War Stories, A Father Talks to His Daughter. If you just type that in the search, you can find that Facebook page. And also The Daily Janet is also another Facebook page. And you can just type it in search and you'll find them both, hopefully. And that's where I pay homage to both parents. I figure after this I'll start to write about something else. I don't know what.
And where can they get the book as well? Tell them where they can get the book.
The book actually can be gotten online, or you can order it from me if you're interested. You can. I know it should have had a distributorship. We're working on that, but for now,
online can you get the book? Yeah, that's what I need. Go ahead.
Right. www.pensacolapress.com, and go right there. Follow it. It'll show you how to order online or by PayPal, and it should be, you know, relatively easy to get the book. And that's the place to go.
Is that the one location you could get it then? So repeat, it's War Stories. Go ahead, repeat yourself.
War Stories, A Father Talks to His Daughter. And the web address is www.pelicanpresspensacola.com, all one word.
Pelican. I haven't heard that word in so long, Pelican. In the chat room we have Betty Jo Tucker from Movie Attic Headquarters. Hi, Betty Jo, listening in as usual. I don't know, she can't get the sound. She has to listen by phone to my show. Betty Jo, I can't find. Could you post who you're going to have on your show this Tuesday at 4 p.m. on Movie Attic Headquarters, Betty? Can you put it in the chat room if you're listening? Because, as you know, I'm working from a different computer that's making me crazy, and I can't read my emails on this one.
Oh, yes.
So, anyway, there's a guest in the chat room with Betty Jo right now. There's a whole separate thing. So, if you can, Leanna Conley, get your book now and find a passage maybe for us.
I would love to.
All right, that would be nice.
Wonderful. I have a little passage about my father. A lot of them pretty much lived in the forest. I mean, wartime is a pretty slow-paced thing, but it can be extremely violent and intense, as maybe people are aware of. But he was in the forest in the Ardennes, and that's France, between France and Germany, and this was one of his experiences. He wrote in his diary just to keep himself going, and he states, "This time 3 years ago, I was at Mushi's Szechuan Grill in Cincinnati eating dumplings and fried rice. I just got my first feedback from a University of Cincinnati writing professor, Doc Albright. He said my writing has no depth. I'm now covered knee-deep in freezing mud. We've been in this forest for days. I can't feel my feet. I keep writing to keep going. I remember Albright because he seemed too young to be a professor, too young. I'm looking at a guy just like him. He's been frozen in the underground in the Ardennes for 2 days. Men like that, some whole, some not, on the ground, all over. Life sure is different now." So,
wow, that was a great passage to pick to read today. That was great. I think that's like one of the severe. Even that, I hear him with a sense of humor. I don't know why. I get a sense of a guy with a sense of humor when he's saying that.
He did have a great sense of humor too. He was in the theater all the time, and you know, very very well-rounded Renaissance type of guy. And definitely, you know, those guys really did have to have kind of this levity that it just was astounding. I mean, obviously, a lot of guys had post-traumatic stress syndrome, and you know. But for all the things that my dad experienced, he really did have a very good spirit, like a life is beautiful type of attitude that I found pretty amazing.
It's great also that you're doing this this perfect day, Memorial Day, for this book, War Stories. And I, why is it so that I get stuck on A Father Tells His Daughter? I don't know why, but I get stuck on those. I get war stories I can remember,
right.
But the rest I can't remember in my head. I could just go blank every time.
You remembered half of it. That's fantastic.
I remember half of it. And you're having a reading, so tell our people about your reading that's coming up.
Yes. If you are in the Pensacola area, the Southwest Branch Library near Perdido Key has, we're going to be doing it tomorrow, 5:30 to 7, a little signing and reading. And there are a lot of vets in Pensacola, Nancy, as you know, being
from
the area.
Oh, yeah. It's the largest naval air training station in the United States.
Exactly. It's rocking over here. So it's called the Southwest Branch Library, 12248 Gulf Beach Highway in Pensacola. And that's 5:30 tomorrow to 7. And it's going to be a little bit of a reading and signing, and hopefully some vets will come out to join us, family, friends, anyone. It's, you know, we'll be reading more from the book and talking, and it'll be good.
No, that's great. Congratulations that you've written this book and that you also have had, I guess you got into it. Was your mother in as animated and comedic as you?
Oh, yes. I mean, you know, Nancy, and the pineapple does not fall far from the tree or what have you. So she's like, you know, she's obviously, as you pointed out, a little bit upset that my dad's first wife is on the cover. Now she demanded her own book. So I'm like, okay, you got it. So that's what we're doing, called The Daily Janet, Living with My 80-Year-Old Mom, My Party with Legs. And she's just fantastic.
So, Betty Jo, I have to do a little announcement here. Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Addict Headquarters, you're having a salute, I think, to Cleopatra. That's what I can read here. The 50th anniversary of Cleopatra. Oh, boy, Movie Addict Headquarters. That sounds great. That'll be this Tuesday, 4 p.m., Movie Addict Headquarters. Who else is in the house? Oh, T.C. Keese is in the house. Hi, T.C. I'll mention George Bettinger. I have all these other radio shows that listen.
Wonderful. That's awesome.
Yeah, so Betty Jo actually is in Colorado listening to you, and T.C. Keith, I don't know where you are. I think you're upstate somewhere, and usually I have Cyanide. He must have the day off. Well, they don't have Memorial off in Amsterdam. Anyway, this show stays on air, so it'll be anybody can listen to it. They can listen to it. You can repost it. You can embed it on your Facebook page. If you want, it has a little icon. You can embed the whole show. So, if you will, Leanne, tell us about a little bit about your stand-up career.
Oh, wow. Well, obviously, it was a pretty brief career in the sense that, you know, really I just did a lot of hosting. But I actually went to Second City with Chris Farley and Tim Meadows and had a pretty good stand-up improv pedigree from Chicago. Then I moved to New York and immediately, you know, wanted to be a star, which is great. I did stand up really at every major club and venue you can think of for many years, really. But I really just love the writing. I think that's where I got the most joy and passion from it. Stand up is quite an experience if you've ever done the road, for example, as you know.
Yes. It is. Leanne, we have a caller on the line. Hold on just a second. Let me see who it is.
Oh, sure.
Hello, caller.
Hello, Nancy.
Who is this?
Leanna, did you ever perform in front of in a sushi restaurant on 7th Avenue?
Yes, it's Sushi's, Cheeky's.
Cheeky Shoot, Billy Bingo.
Oh, it's Billy Bingo,
Billy.
Our fireman friend.
Hi, Leanna. How you doing, darling?
Oh, I'm okay, Billy. I miss you, buddy. What's
I miss
up?
You so much. I haven't seen you in a long time.
Well, you know
I
how
know.
You can see her, Billy? You can pick up her book, War Stories.
I've been listening all about the book. That's so funny, man. Yeah.
Oh,
oh
that's
gosh.
So, Billy,
oh, we
and,
go back
Billy.
Eons.
Yes, and Billy, tell us where you're performing next. Let's plug
oh,
you.
Where am I performing next? That's a good question. You know, ever since I had, I don't know. Right now I have nothing on the books.
You have nothing, but you can
really
go to Billy Bingo
I did a show.
On Facebook. Billy Bingo
yes,
on Facebook.
That's me.
And you'll find
yes.
out where he's performing next. And
right.
Do you have a question for our Leanna Conley?
Yeah, when's she coming back to New York?
Oh, Billy, when you've got an apartment for me.
I live in Long Island, and see, that's the problem with comedy.
That's the problem.
It's 60 miles. I used to drive in 60 miles to go do 5 minutes in front of three people at a sushi bar when I first started.
My point about stand-up.
With Leanna, yes, and Leanna had a bunch of rooms, and Leanna's done television and commercials. She's got a great cast there.
She's very funny. That's why she's been doing it long enough.
Leanna, tell him your Facebook page that your book is on so he can go share it.
Yeah, share the Facebook page. It's More Stories of Father Talks to His Daughter. Just type that in the search, Billy, and like it and share it around. That'd be awesome.
You got it.
Thanks for calling
you,
in, Billy.
Billy.
I want to get another reading out of her.
I got to talk to you guys, and good luck with the book.
And keep
Thanks,
us posted
Billy.
Where you're performing. Yeah, go share
I
her
will.
Page for her. Share her page. Thanks, Billy.
I do.
That was nice of him. That's Billy Bingo, our stand-up comedian, fireman, listening. And you have some other people. And Amenti, the writer, is in the chat room now. And a guest, and T.C. Keith. He posted it in the chat room for you. Facebook, War Stories, A Father Talks to His Daughter, info. Thank you, T.C. Keith. And T.C. Keith, you're in Bakersfield. Isn't that a military base, Bakersfield, California?
Yeah.
I believe it
that
is.
That does sound
yeah.
like Cornelius,
so, share. Mm-hmm. Do me a favor. Oh, wait, I'm talking to him now. TC, I know you're listening. Could you share her page too? I know you posted it up there, but could you do her a favor this Memorial Day and share her page? That would be nice. Betty Jo and Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters, also an author. Betty Jo has blogs. Leanne, you should check out as well. She's a very good writer herself. And she's written a couple of books that are very good, and one of them won an award, and we're waiting for the movie to come out.
that's fantastic.
Can you wait? We have eight more minutes, so let's get another passage in.
Oh, definitely. Hold on. Let me put on my – sure.
Your glasses. Not your clothes.
Yeah, put on my glasses. This is what I discovered about here we go. This is also in the Ardennes, in the French countryside. I'm in the French countryside in this family's parlor. The rest of the house has just been demolished by a tiger tank. The neighborhood is in ruins. We led a boy and his mother to safety earlier this morning, but they can't be the only people around. Shrapnel took off a good bit of the boy's arm. As we drove by, dead bodies lined the road. Got me thinking. Just about every house on our block in Cincy has lost a son. The Rosens, Jimmy and Pete are all gone. Al Malone, Kip Greenfield, Eddie Amante, Aaron Fitzpatrick, John Rice. If I had to go back home right now, what would it be like? How would I face the mothers, still being alive when their sons are not? Or maybe, before it's all over, I won't make it either. And my mother, Helen, will be just like any other woman whose world has ended in the flash of an election year. They used to worry about us crossing the street. Today, I buried about, I guess, 8 guys from counting the parts. I did the best I could for their mothers and wives. I hope I got it right.
Oh, that's so appropriate for today. We have another caller on the line. I think it might be from your area. Let's see. Hello, you're on Comedy Concepts.
Hi.
Hi. Your name?
My name is Bonet.
Hi.
And I want to tell you, Leanna, if you need a place to stay in New York, you're welcome to come to New York and stay in my apartment. You are so talented.
Oh, thank you, Bonnie. Love you.
I love you. You're a very talented woman. She's a great writer. She's a great comedian. And she's just a great person all around. We're looking to see her books in Barnes and Nobles.
Share her book on your Facebook page if you have a Facebook page. Okay?
I will do that.
Thank you for calling.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Bonnie.
Which Bonnie was that? I don't know.
Bonnie is one of the funniest people I know. She also did stand up with me for many years. She's great.
Well,
so
do you
Bonnie
know Annika Paris?
Annika
you know?
Paris, I sure do. She's amazing.
Well, she's in the chat room right now, and she says, I love her book. It's amazing. Thank you.
Thanks, Annika. Annika,
that's very nice of you, and very nice of you to get in the chat room as well. How nice of these people today. Very nice people. That was a great chapter. Now find us one more, a humorous one.
Oh, okay. This is the USO show. My dad was a techie guy, and part of the pleasure of that was you know, putting up shows, stages for like Lana Turner, Dorothy L'Amour. He danced with Lana Turner and Bob Hope. And there was one party that the general wouldn't let the guys go to, so they like spiked the general with a spring clear in his stuff, and he fell asleep, and they were all partying with Bob Hope. But that's the way to do it in those days. It wasn't anything too strong. They just spiked a drink, and then poof, you know, instant result. Let's see. It actually might be a little bit longer than 8 minutes, Nancy, so I didn't want to.
No, that's okay. It's my show. It's as long as I say it goes. Go.
Oh, love you. Okay. Here we go. Here's just where they break it. They're in the general's corner. Get keys to everybody's place, you know. They just went in the general's. They're okay. Excited by their brush with stardom, Dad and Marty, that's his bud, snuck into the general's quarters to celebrate with cognac while he was out harassing the new recruits. They had access to every room of every officer in the base. Anytime they wanted, they snuck into the general rotgut, as they called him, his quarters, and raided his or stocked his liquor cabinets at will, either diluting or punching up his scotch to render whatever behavior they required of him for the day. Dad and Marty also supplied the troops with black market goods. They traded all the time. Scotch, arms, cigarettes, silks, petrol, whiskey, just about anything not bolted down, they got it. They were particularly fond of rare chocolates. The best liquors, cognac, and fine wines for themselves, a small portion of which they bestowed upon the general and his clique of officers. After they finished off the general's cognac, they suddenly heard the sound of his boots as he loudly marched down the hall. Dad and Marty made their escape out the window. When they got to the ground, they heard the general yelling on his phone, "Get those you-know-what cat boys in my quarters! Radio's on the blink again!" He had barely hung up the receiver when the duo knocked at his door. The general opened it, somewhat shocked at the fast response. "Taylor, what's the meaning of this?" "What, sir?" "I just called on the phone. You have to report to me, and now you're here." "You mean we shouldn't be here?" "No, you should be here." "I think you've got some explaining to do, General." "No, you've got some explaining to do," roared the general. "Well, we don't know why you called us, sir," said Marty. "So that means you've got some explaining to do, General." "Oh, sorry, that was my bad." "Dismiss, Corporal," screamed the general, stomping his foot so hard the floorboards rattled. "We're only here because you called us, sir," Marty shrugged. "You two guys think you're celebrities now, eh? Fraternizing with the stars. Who do you think you are?" he bellowed as he pushed his riding crop into Dad's nose. "Well, the Corporal, sir, you just told me." Dad handed him a bottle of Remy Martin with a direct line to your liquor cabinet. "What? You're blackmailing me," he stomped again so hard his heel caught between the floorboards. "Why, no, sir, I'm just stating who I am, that's all." "I could have you thrown into Leavenworth," the general shrugged and struggled to get his heel out of the floorboards as he yelled. "Yes, sir." "Yes, sir, is that all you got to say?" "No, sir. You see, sir, you want to put on a good spread for a guest, right?" "Well, me and Marty got you covered. Believe me, it'll be like Sardis in that club." "No way. Only officers, Taylor. Get back to your barracks." Later that day, Dad and Marty snuck back into the general's quarters and filled his vodka bottles with spring clear. The general, exhausted from yelling all afternoon, retired to his chambers for a nip, and before the big shindig was out cold and before the party even started at the officers' club. So that's, you know, just an idea. I don't want to...
That's a great passage. That's a terrific passage for that. And you got some people here. They said, Annika says, reading it really brings it to life. And T.C. Key says you should record it on Amazon. He says you're on Amazon. Do you have books on Amazon?
I actually have the e-book on Amazon.
Oh, the e-book. Thank you. He posted it. Okay. So you can get the e-book version on Amazon. And everyone, Facebook share it for her so she can get it. Now tell us where they can get the book again.
Yes, pelicanpresspensacola.com. Pelican Press Pensacola.
But if they go War Stories and Google it, War Stories.
Yes.
Darn title.
I know. A lot of people are like, "Leanna, you know, you're killing me." But well, it is War Stories. But I think that it was one of the ways, Nancy, when I first wrote this book, I didn't know anything about war or war stories. And I thought, oh, and then Oliver North had something on war stories. And I'm like, wait a minute, he took my title. It's like everybody and his brother has a title, War Stories. I'm like, wow. So
that's why you made the elongated version.
Precisely. I mean, I wish we could just do War Stories. It would appear 5,000 billion people have that title. I had to do something to distinguish. the relationship, so that's what I added on. And,
well, it's going to make a great Father's Day gift with Father's Day coming right up, and I would definitely put that in there. And Betty Jo Tucker had to go, and she said, great, she loved hearing you read from it. You got people logging in and going out and logging in and going out. Okay. I'm reading your decision.
In and out, baby.
In and out. And that's great. And will you be performing in the Pensacola area?
Well, the reading and the signing will be tomorrow at the Southwest Library branch. But
and
I,
say
know,
that
I
all again.
To,
say it all again.
The Southwest Library branch. And let me just pop up that address again. It's on Gulf. I'm sorry if I just popped up my
That's
computer.
Okay. It's going to be in the library. She's getting it. And everybody who's listening, please Facebook the book for her. That would be nice.
Yes, and the address will be on my Facebook pages and information. And also, too, if you would like a copy, just email me and I can send you a copy. And
or message her on Facebook, and she can get the copy, too, if you message her on Facebook as well. And with that... So thank you today. See, that ran very well the time. I have one more song for Dad. What was your dad's name?
William Becker Trojan. That's my pop.
William Becker Trojan. Okay, this one will dedicate the closing song to him, William Becker Trojan, and to Janet, so she's not left out. And Leanne, you have a good run with your book. I read it. I highly recommend it. I reviewed it on Amazon as well. So you have a good run with that, and much luck, and we'll talk again, all right? Leanna Conley, War Stories, Stories a Father Told His Daughter. I think I got it close to it. Thank you, Leanna Conley, for being a guest on today's show. All right, this one's for your dad and Janet. Thank you. Bye. That was Leanna Conley, great comedian, great writer, very enjoyable book. Check it out. You've been listening to Comedy Concepts on Blog Talk Radio every Monday and Friday, 10:30 a.m. Join us again. Go get that wonderful book by Leanna Conley, Facebook page or two. And have a good Memorial Day. Eat lots of burgers and dogs. And remember, respect the military. They do so much for us. Help them if you can. With work or in any way possible.